I'm a big fan of the idea of, A, you change behavior by changing incentives. And by putting rates on dilapidated properties, you can't just land bank a property now. You can't just buy a property if you're a UK buyer and just leave it for a very long period of time. You now have an incentive to actually do something with it because this asset is not costing you money. And that might be, A, getting it redeveloped, B, moving it on, or C, sort of forming some sort of public-private partnership or working with other sort of private developers. But I don't think that it goes far enough because this is step one of many. And the next step, ideally, would be seeing a vacancy rate or additional vacancy charge on empty properties, and then also maybe having a multiplier for empty properties owned by people who don't live on the Isle of Man. I think it's fundamentally wrong that if you're a family and you're looking to purchase a home, that you get outbidded or are competed by foreign investors who don't necessarily live here. And it's probably one of the reasons why we can see that the big sort of housing construction that we have seen hasn't actually lessened prices at all, because if they're all sold to UK buyers under the idea that, wow, the Isle of Man doesn't have any stamp duty, then we're fundamentally not building houses for people, we're building houses for the sake of investment.
Do you think there could be any potential for loopholes, though? I put this question to David Ashford, that if people were to choose to demolish their houses instead of bring them back onto the market. Obviously, a demolished house means no rates anyway. He says that obviously people have to apply to demolish, and putting "I don't want to pay rates" as the reason for demolition won't be sufficient. But people won't write that, will they?
There are certain ways around it. So there's two approaches you could go on. A, you could sort of put a rates or charge on dilapidated or vacant brownfield sites, and these litter Douglas. It's one of the reasons why Douglas doesn't look as attractive as many of the other towns as we have on the Isle of Man, is because you've got a lot of vacant brownfield sites. So there should be a charge for that. If you're leaving productive land unused, you could probably pay a rate on that, probably equivalent to some percentage of what the building was when it did exist. And then secondly, what you could do is you could go the more Georgist sort of land value tax route, which is evaluating rates on the basis of the underlying land value beneath them. And what that also does, that solves several problems, is that it also encourages a certain amount of urban density and productive use of land within urban cores. It ends up charging agricultural land lower rates, but that is a much larger sort of set of reforms.
And what would that do for Douglas Council if the proposals that they have set out at the moment, that dilapidated and ruinous buildings would be required to pay rates? What would that do for the council? Is that a big income spike?
It wouldn't be a massive income spike. I mean, it would probably be in the order of a percent or two. But essentially what that would do is, it's also fundamentally about fairness. If you're a hardworking tenant or homeowner, and you pay your rates, and someone owns five or six properties, and two of those are dilapidated, and you're essentially paying their rates for them, I think you have to ask yourselves, is this fundamentally fair in a small sort of island community where we all know each other? And the answer that I would have there is probably not, right? And I think, secondly, what you'd end up seeing is the main benefit is bringing these buildings back into use. Because a building isn't just a building. It's a home. It's a business. It's a place where people do work. It's a place where people sort of socialize. And by bringing a vacant property back into use, then you end up creating activity. Because a town isn't just a collection of buildings or infrastructure. It's also a place where people do things. And that's what we want to see, is we want to see these buildings brought back into use fundamentally.